This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. More than 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. The grim milestone comes as several states begin taking small steps to reopen for business. Some U.S. health officials say they believe the actual number of U.S. cases might be higher than reported because of a lack of testing and reporting. Those officials are also warning state governors not to be too hasty to allow businesses to reopen, saying any premature easing of lockdowns and social distancing could lead to a surge in new cases. More than 58,000 Americans have died from COVID-19. Tokyo's governor has called for an extension of Japan's nationwide state of emergency until May 6th. It requires people to stay home and social distance to stem the spread of the coronavirus outbreak. Japan has had about 400 deaths so far nationwide, 100 of them in Tokyo. There is no lockdown in Japan, and some businesses and restaurants remain open. At least 40 people are dead in the Syrian town of Afrin. The Turkish Defense Ministry and rescue workers on the scene say a bomb attached to a fuel tanker truck exploded Tuesday in a market. Video released from the scene shows thick smoke engulfing several cars and businesses. While it is not immediately clear who's responsible for the blast, the Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. Ankara considers the Kurdish fighters who were in control of Afrin to be terrorists. The YPG is the main force within the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. We have more on this story and others on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. European aviation firm Airbus says the airline industry is in a grave crisis. The company says the crisis is caused by the coronavirus and will take time to restore people's confidence in air travel. Air traffic has dropped significantly with a combination of travel bans and people opting to stay home in order to prevent the spread of the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci, he's the head of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said Tuesday he expects COVID-19 cases to increase when the country reopens from its coronavirus lockdown. In an interview, Dr. Fauci said the number of new cases could be kept low if restrictions are relaxed carefully. He said low would be 70,000 or 80,000 cases. China's parliament will hold its annual session in late May. It comes 2 months later than scheduled due to the coronavirus pandemic. The official Xinhua news agency reported Wednesday that the National People's Congress will convene in Beijing on May 22nd. The 3,000-member ceremonial legislature was originally scheduled to meet back on March 5th, but the session was postponed after the COVID-19 outbreak that originated in the central city of Wuhan and spread throughout the mainland. The gathering indicates that Chinese leaders are growing increasingly confident that the country has overcome the pandemic. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison said his country is not far away from easing some of the coronavirus restrictions. Prime Minister Morrison told reporters in Canberra on Wednesday that the recent low infections rates were welcome, but that they're not good enough. The Prime Minister also again defended Australia's request for an independent inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus, independent of the World Health Organization. Austrian officials announced Tuesday the nation will lift lockdown measures effective Friday, May 1st, making it among the first European countries to do so. Austria has been under lockdown for about 7 weeks, during which people were only allowed to leave their homes for designated reasons. The International Rescue Committee is warning that the number of COVID-19 cases in countries at war, including Afghanistan, Syria, and Yemen, could exceed 1 billion. For the first time in years, the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels and the Air Force's Thunderbirds have combined in joint flights called Operation America Strong. You can read more about how they flew over New York City and other U.S. cities Tuesday on VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.